You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight, I want to address our global fascination with being too darn busy. How this all started, how we got here, and how do we get ourselves right? Nowadays, we hear all our friends, family, coworkers tell us about how they are just too busy to get things done. Too busy to go here, too busy to go there, too busy to return phone calls, too busy to read an email. And you start wondering, if we're all so busy, when do we have time to go to the bathroom, sleep, eat, take a shower? We just foregoing all those things as well. And some of you might actually be foregoing those things, but I'm talking about the majority of us. I thought of different ideas to add more hours into my day. I thought about getting less sleep, about just cutting out alcohol altogether, because if I do that, then I could probably get up 2 or 3 hours early in the morning. I could start getting up at 4 a.m. Yeah, that's the ticket. Get up at 4, and that offers me 3 more hours. 3 more hours of hardly anybody I know being up at the same time, but that's okay. That's okay. I don't know what the heck I'm going to get done at 4 a.m., but you know what? It was a good plan for a little while, and I did try it. And my husband wasn't so fascinated with that, I'll tell you that. And it's always interesting because we come up with these plans, these grand ideas to parlay an extra couple of minutes into our daily schedule. It's like we feel like if I just cut that out, then I'll have a full day. If I just cut my left arm off, I won't have to have so much room. It's kind of that concept, right? It's the old concept of I still smoke like a chimney, but you know, I'm kind of vegan right now, so I feel good about it. It kind of, you know, one kind of takes the other one out. And it's interesting because life is filled with these types of thoughts that we have, but we don't really ever peel away the true situation to understand what honestly has to be done. And you know, it's interesting because a lot of times, like I was saying, we have that tendency of, well, if I cut out alcohol altogether, I'll wake up better, and I'll get up at 4, and I'll go to work. Have any of y'all gone to work at 4 and kept the same hours, leaving work at 7 p.m.? It's brutal. I've tried it. The 4 a.m. to 8 p.m.? Oh, Lord have mercy. There's a period of time where you're just like, I'm just coasting. Because I have no idea what I'm supposed to be doing because my head hurts. Or I decided to cut out lunch because I thought that was an extra hour I could use. That was a great idea. And so tonight I'm going to be talking about our fascination with being so busy. Because I think we need to talk about that first. Because that's the pivoting point for the issue at hand. If we weren't so fascinated with being so busy, I don't think this would really be an issue. And what I'm getting at is that I think that busyness is looked at almost as a rite of passage. And what I mean by that is that if you're not busy, and you're not so busy that you can't get things done, people go, well, man, they're just not working. If you're just not so busy that you can't return calls and you can't return emails and you can't respond, if you're that busy, people go, man, that person must be really busy. I wish I was busier. God, what I would give to be busier. And I think that we kind of miss the boat when we think about being busy. We don't think about using our time wisely. We don't feel about being constructive with our time. We don't sit there and use every morsel of time and work it correctly to get the most out of it. Instead, we're doing all kinds of things at one time. Finally looking up from at our desk at 7 p.m. and going, man, that was a really busy day. What did I get done today? So we're going to be talking about that fascination. It's really, I believe, not only a country, but it's a worldwide fascination we all have with being busier than life. So I believe that our fascination with this busyness has really gotten out of hand. I believe that it's really, really gotten out of hand. And I believe the reason why it's gotten out of hand is that in order to be successful, we've confused success with being busy. We have rolled up success and busyness and put them both together like two little roly-polies and thought that, oh, I'm supposed to be busy. That is what successful people do. But I'd have to negate that at this point. And why I'm negating this is that I've fallen in the trap myself. I've fallen in the, I'm so busy, I just don't think I can make it trap. And now let me explain one thing, though. Busy is different from work. Okay? Busy is definitely different from work. The other day, I had told a friend of mine that I was going to attend his piano recital. And he's a really great concert pianist, and that's besides the point. And so I was definitely going to be there. Well, the last minute, before I was leaving to drive an hour away from my office, an hour away from my house, and an hour away from my office, I started having problems with my mixing board at my private studio. And there was nothing I could do about it. So I had to sit there and work, and it took hours to rectify the situation. And once it was done, it was late. There was no reason to drive an hour because I would miss the entire recital, so I didn't go. And there's a difference between not being able to make something because something comes up, a work-related situation happens, a family situation happens. But for the most part, I find that a lot of us just find ourselves rattled because we're so doggone busy. And so let's talk about this. How did this fascination begin? And I believe that it all began with the idea of success and busyness is connected. I believe that a lot of us prefer to be running around like a chicken with your head cut off than just sitting around. And I feel that some of us actually find work for ourselves because we don't want to be bored. And I think a lot of us fall into that category where, you know, maybe you got everything under control and all of a sudden you're like, I want to add this to my plate. And I find that we always want to strive to be better. I find that we always want to strive to educate ourselves, to adapt, to change, to understand, to listen, to read, to be able to think about different perspectives in life, to be able to understand different situations, but better yet, to educate ourselves. But I find that the ability to educate and the ability to provide knowledge in our life gets confused with being busy. And so I want to talk right now about what we are busy doing. What are we all busy doing? How much time do we put to this? And where should we really be allotting our time? And the first thing, I know that some of you will disagree with me, and I have to probably agree and laugh about it myself, is that I believe that family should come first, but I know that a lot of us, our career and our work has to, in order to provide for our family. I know a lot of us were raised with the belief of knowing that it is, you know, you need to have a job and you need to be career-oriented. So I agree that family and career can be kind of the first priority in most people's lives. And I know that some of you would say, well, what about health? Well, I'm putting health third because health doesn't come as the first priority until you've been completely unhealthy. Health does not become your first thought until you've been at your deathbed and go, oh my God, what if I die? What have I been so busy doing? What's going on here? It's like the whole concept of the book that I'm writing right now called Deathbed Wisdom. And it's not until we realize what truly matters do we stop being so utterly busy. And so let's talk about that. First off, how much time are we allotting to the family and our career? And I get it. I get it because I know I work a lot and I understand that. And for anybody that's listening to this show that knows me personally, that knows my hours, and I think most of you do, you know that I work a lot. You know that there's a lot of time, and you know that it's 7 days a week. And so I have to do a lot of time management. And being that I pretty much work for myself, for all legitimate purposes, I mean, like the way I like to see it, you know, I have to do a lot of time management because there's nobody to sit in there, you know, beating me on the head or putting the carrot on the stick, making me go after it. Instead, I have to create this time management. I have to create my day, and I have to really work to create it in such a way that I can try to parlay everything into that day. And I also do get sleep. So I'm a big believer in eating healthy and getting sleep, because that's the only way that you're going to go from point A to point B and live a long, 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 happy life. That's the only way you're going to do it. I don't want to trade in my life at 50 and go, oh my God, I can barely move. I feel awful. That's going to be a hard next 50 years. I want to go into 50, zooming by at 80, giving an award or walking up there myself. But, you know, I don't know about the movies and all, but, you know, I'd like to be able to hand out some Oscars and belt out a tune at the Oscars when I'm 95. I mean, I want to beat out Betty White on this deal, okay? So if I'm trying to beat out Betty White, the last thing I'm going to be doing is not sleeping and not eating well, okay? That's the cornerstone of health. You know, you don't eat meat, you don't eat red meats, you really focus on it. I mean, some of you might, that's fine. I'm not going to sit there and harp on you. I got this issue because I really like cows. What I do drink, though, sidebar here, is I do drink that really awesome milk you can get at the farm that's not been pasteurized. It's pretty good stuff. It's vitamin packed. But anyway, getting back on track. When we return, I'm going to be talking about how much time that we allot to various things in our life and maybe begin to see some areas in our life that we can take less time doing, that we can refocus some of our efforts, but better yet, really, how to get ourselves right again, not be so busy, and be able to do some of the things that we really love doing. So stay tuned because, you know, Perspectives and your Live Your True Life Perspectives will be back here in, I think 2 shakes.
Up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight we're talking about being too busy. What it means to ultimately be too busy, and how we've had this global fascination with being busy. And how we seem to have wrapped up busyness with success, and even leadership. Oh, well, Ashley's really busy. You know, she's got a lot on her plate. You hear that all the time. I hear people tell me all the time, well, I'm just too busy. And they literally can't return an email, can't return a call, can't return a text. If you can't return a text that says, okay, well, then you know what? You must be running the CIA then. You must be running the CIA and moonlighting at Starbucks at night and, I don't know what else. Maybe carpooling. Maybe doing some carpool for the kids down the street. I don't know. But I do know one thing. We're not that busy. The problem is that we've kind of gotten our mind all screwed up in the fact that we think we are. And when our mind believes that we're too busy, we become too busy. Whatever we dictate in our mind becomes reality. I mean, you've heard of people being able to pass lie detector tests, right? It's because they freaking thought about it long enough and they believe what they thought. They actually truly and honestly believed exactly what they were saying, no joke. Okay? You can make your mind believe certain things. We do it all the time. I mean, haven't you had a friend, and I've had this before, and I'm not making light of this at all. But haven't you had a friend that was, you know, always feeling like they're getting the newest disease, you know, a hypochondriac. And you love them because, you know, it's easy to get that way in the world we're in today because why? I'm glad you asked. Because of TV commercials, because of the drug ads, because of all these things that we get to see, everybody goes, oh God, do you think I have gout encephalitis? Oh my God, maybe I do. And maybe I should start taking that pink pill. That might help me out. I might have gout encephalitis. I don't know. Oh, God. Do you think I have it? Oh, God. I don't know. I don't know. I'm going to go look it up on WebMD. I'm going to look it up on WebMD. Oh, man. I got like 7 out of the 16 symptoms. Oh, man. I gotta go, man. And we've all had friends like that, okay? And I'm not making light about it. But we've also all had friends like that who kind of basically believe themselves into having something. And what I'm saying is if your mind can create something in your body, then your mind can create anything. And so let's go back to the surface of this argument, because this is what we're talking about right now. We're just digging down. We're just digging down. It's like when you get that Ben and Jerry's ice cream and you open up the little pint top, right? And you put the spoon in there and you take just the little top part, just the little top part, and you go, like that's all you're going to have. Like you're like, oh yeah, I'm just going to take this little top part. And then you go back and you get a little more and you get a little more, and then you get around the sides because you're like, no, I'm just going to eat like this little top inch and a half. Yeah. But right now we're just talking at that little top part right now. You're getting a little bit of the chocolate flakes, a little bit of the cookie dough, right? So you're there. You know where I'm at right now. So let's talk about the busyness factor. If I continue to believe in my head that my life is too busy and there's no way I can make things, and you know what? My life is too busy and there's no way I can make things. Because I have made that so. That is my reality and I'm sticking with it. Even if I have some free time. Even if I have free time, guess what? Even if I have free time, I'm still not going to really use that free time in the right way. I'm going to probably squander it because I don't see it as true because I'm so busy. And I don't know about you, but I've done this before, and I actually have done this just recently. Okay, I'm telling on myself, everybody. I'm telling on myself. I am snitching on my own self right now. I'm Burgess snitching. I have actually finished work. And it's late, and, you know, you look outside, and it's dark, because, you know, the sun goes down so early right now this time of year. Well, actually, it does when you're working any time. I mean, you know, even if it's in the summer, you're, you know, by 8:30, 8:45, it's done. And so I look out there, and it's already dark, and I've gotten a lot of work done. And instead of just packing up my stuff, and packing up my briefcase and heading home, what do I do? What do? I sit there. I sit at the desk and I'm trying to think about what have I not done? And for 30 to 45 minutes, I'll sit there and think about what I haven't done. And eventually I will get a text from my husband saying, "Hey, are you coming home?" And I'll look down and I'll see the time and I'll be like, "Holy crap." And I'll be like, "Oh yeah, I'm packing up everything. I'll be there soon. I'm entering a tunnel. I can't hear you. Oh, my God. My texting stopped working. Okay, I'll talk to you later." No, I mean, you go, "Oh, my God. I've just wasted, you know, 45 minutes of my time sitting here wondering what I'm supposed to be doing because I'm so used to being busy that I'm not used to having any downtime." And so let's talk about the time that we allot. Okay, so I allot a lot of time to family. Okay, but I allot more time to my career. Yep, that's the way it is, fellows. That's the way it is, ladies. I allot more time to my career. And so, yeah, so I spend, I would say at least the average, good, bad, and indifferent days, 13 hours a day working. Right? And remember, I like sleep, so I spend 7 hours sleeping. Okay? So what does that leave me? 7 plus 13 is 20. That leaves me 4 hours a day to get ready for work, to get ready for bed, right? You got work, you got the bedside. To eat, that gives me time to eat. Normally I don't do breakfast. I'll do some juicing that I'll do the night before. So I got to incorporate the time to get the juice done the night before. So I'll have some coffee and stuff like that for breakfast. I'll eat lunch. I'll have dinner with the family usually if I don't have a work dinner. And then, you know, I might have about 2 hours to talk to the family or an hour to talk to the family. And then you go back to bed. And so that is my day. I'm not saying it's good or bad or different. I'm just telling you my timetable. So most of us fall into some sort of category like that. Maybe the 13-7. 13 hours to work, 7 hours to sleep. You got your 4 extra hours there. You do what you do with those 4 hours. You start all over again. So let's talk about those 4 hours. Because I think that's what's all under consideration right now. And some of you, that could be 6 hours. Some of you could have 8 hours. Some of you could have 3 hours. But there's still some time there. And also think about what we're doing throughout the day. Not every single minute of every single hour is pressure under the gun at work. There is time. There is a little bit of downtime. So we got to factor that in as well. Also, we got to take care of our health. So that's sleeping, the eating a proper diet. What about hobbies? Do you have any hobbies? Some of us have hobbies. Some of us don't. Some of us don't have any time for hobbies. Some of us, like me, have just said that my career is also part hobby, part career, since I don't have time to be a wedding photographer. I mean, I'd like to be, I was a great photographer in the past. I could do some photography on the side. Maybe I'll do real estate. Maybe I'll find some time to get my real estate license. I got to find 188 hours of course hours to do that. So maybe I can find that somewhere in those 4 extra hours a day. But, you know, one of the things that I find is interesting is the time suckers that we don't ever think about. And the time suckers to me are the same as the empty calories we take in that we don't think about. I think a lot of us understand that when you're trying to lose weight, you start taking into consideration how many calories everything is, how many calories is that, how many calories is this, how many calories is that, what does that do for us, where are we at here, what do we do next, all that good stuff, right? But a lot of us still drink wine or have an occasional beer or occasional drink or an occasional glass of milk at night or in the morning. And those are the calories we don't really tally. We don't think about those. And later on down the road, we don't really think about it because we're like, man, I just don't know why I'm not losing weight. It's like for some of you who are drinking 7 regular Cokes a day, but you're doing the lean cuisine. You're like, man, I'm eating this crap. I don't know. It's the lean cuisine. It's small portions. I'm starving after, and I'm still freaking hungry, and I'm still not losing weight. And I'm not bashing on lean cuisine. There's some lean cuisines that I actually like, and I could definitely get behind that on certain foods that they have. But seriously, you're like, man, I'm doing everything right, but you're not taking into consideration the donuts that Jane brought into the office yesterday that you had 2 of. I love donuts, by the way. I actually will be sleeping, and all of a sudden, I will think about donuts. It doesn't matter what time of day it is. I could get up right then and drive over to Krispy Kreme, but I don't do it, but I think about it. I really do. I think about it. And, you know, sometimes I'm just like, gosh, I could just really use a donut. But no, going back. So think about the donut. The donut is the empty calories. It's the time suckers that we don't really think about. So empty calories are equal to time suckers, and I believe that these things, the things that we don't think about, that we don't tally up, are what's really causing us to be so busy in our life. So stay tuned, we're going to be talking about these time suckers. I'm going to be identifying them, I'm going to be putting them into perspective, and then we're going to figure out how we can get ourselves out of this hole that we've dug and stop being so darn busy. Stay tuned, because perspectives... Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in. Oh, hey, by the way, follow me on Twitter, at Ashley Burgess. My handle is at Ashley Burgess. Or go on Facebook to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess, or my page, Ashley Burgess, B-E-R-G-E-S, and get in a conversation with me. I want to hear from you. I want to hear about some subject matter that you're interested in, and I'd like to answer any questions that you have. So stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives will be back this time, and, well, I'll be back this time in two shakes.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight I've been addressing the concept of the global fascination we have as a society to just be too darn busy. We're just too busy. I'm too busy. I can't do it. I can't do it. Don't kill me. Oh my God. I'm so busy. Don't they know that I am busy? Don't they know? Don't they care that I'm busy? And I feel that we have wrapped up success with busyness. And I was talking earlier before the break that I spend a lot of time on my career and time with my family, and I'm big into sleep and eating healthy. So, with that in mind, I spend probably 13 hours a day at work, 7 hours a day sleeping. That equals 20, so that leaves me 4 hours left in a day to eat, get ready for work, get ready for bed, hang with the family, make dinner, eat breakfast, eat lunch, read a book. That leaves me that extra time to do that. And I feel that we all have those extra hours. But I find that we as a society get bogged down with what I like to call time suckers. And these time suckers are like the empty calories to our schedule. So remember, if you're on a diet, you know, we always compute, oh, well, I had a salmon and some wild rice. So that's about 470 calories. And I had a cup of coffee. That was 80 calories, I think. No, wait, no, that's 20 calories because I didn't use any sugar. But the only things that we don't compute is the random donut that somebody brings into the office. The random Papa John's somebody else brings into the office to make everybody like them a lot. What about the extra drink you have when you go home? Nobody's really thinking about that one, are we? We're just kind of like, eh. We don't really think about it. And so I presuppose the fact that these time suckers are directly related to our empty calories. And these are the things that cause us to be so busy, but we can't really put our finger on it because we haven't really figure this out, and I'm offering this perspective because I want to help you because I care. Because I'm tired of not getting that response on my emails. Because I have been patient long enough. And I think it's time for all of us to realize that we can combat the disease of being too busy. And so once we get past family and career and health, and an occasional hobby. And remember, my hobby is just my own work because I don't really have time to have a hobby. So I've just kind of like thrown that into the work category. You know, I occasionally watch some YouTube videos on auras and crystals and stuff like that. You know, I mean, that could be a hobby, I guess. But you know, one of the biggest time suckers that I've found, and it's something I have to do for work, is social media. And I do it personally to connect with my friends, but I also do it to get the word out on what I'm doing. But a lot of times, you don't stop there. I mean, a lot of us like social media to keep relevant, to know what's going on, to communicate with our family and friends, and to, you know, drop a line and say, hey, I care about you. Keep doing what you're doing. I'm proud of you. But we keep on going. And I know that some of you know exactly what I mean when you take some of those Facebook quizzes. I recently took that Facebook aura quiz because I wanted to know what my color of my aura was because I couldn't see it myself. Well, it told me exactly what I knew, but it took me 5 minutes to take the quiz. How many people have taken a second quiz, a third quiz, a fourth quiz, and then posted it on your page? We've all done it before. What Star Wars character you're more like? what president of the United States you would have been if you would have been born a president of the United States? What famous singer are you more like? Who out of your friends on Facebook is the leader, the wise one, the smart one? We've all taken these quizzes before, and it ends up being what? A time sucker. And we do this often. So how many of those quizzes have you taken in a week? How many minutes did each quiz take? And then what did you do after that? These are what I'm talking about, guys. I'm shining the light on the time sucking / empty calories in our schedule. Because when we realize what we got going on here, we're going to be able to do all kinds of stuff. I mean, I'm going to help some of you become the next Moe. You're going to realize, man, I don't work all that. I mean, I got time at the hospital. I'm working those hours. I got the family. But you know what? I've always wanted to take up painting. And because I stopped taking these Facebook quizzes, I'm going to be able to be the best painter known to man. And you know what? If you are, I would really like to have a piece signed by you. I don't really have that much money right now to pay, but you know what? I will definitely promote you on every social media aspect I have, and every show for that matter. You got it. Go girl, go boy. Do what you gotta do. But think about it. We know exactly what's up. We have these empty calories, we have these situations, and it's time for us to be honest with ourselves. You know, whether it's taking these quizzes on Facebook, you know, whether it's kind of like, you know, I don't know if you call it stalking. I don't know if you call it stalking, but some of you stalk people on Instagram and Facebook. You don't ever really like anything, but you're watching them. How many hours of stalking do you do per day, per night? That is a time sucker. That is empty calories. Who the hell cares what they're doing? And I've been there before where you go, man, look at that. Wow. Golly, they got a... Look at that house. Man, that must be nice. No. Comparing myself to others just sucks. And I get nothing out of it. And it sucks the living time out of my life. And on top of that, I just feel like, ugh. Man, what have I been working for this whole time? And I'm out of that. And I feel that a lot of us are there. And it's time to pull our time back. It's time to stop social media stalking. It's time to stop looking at all the Instagram photos of the people who are engaged or married or just bought a $100 million house. And it's time to watch our own life and to be a part of it. What about the TV? What about the... I saw you on the TV. What about the TV? The TV is an interesting thing, and I'm going to say there's certain things on TV that I like to watch, and it's very rare, but when I want to watch it, I want to watch it. I mean, you know, a lot of you know my taste. I like the UFO stuff. I like the National Geographic stuff. I like the nature. And you know, there's some certain talk shows I like, too. But I don't watch that much TV, and the reason for it is I just don't have that much time to give. And I've been rationing my time lately and realizing, how much time do you have? How much time do you need? And are you getting everything you want to get done in life? And if you're not getting everything you want to get done in life, and you're not living up to your responsibilities, then it's time to be able to start realizing what needs to be cut back. And it's not just you. Don't just think this is your own busy disease. It's all of our diseases. Because we all have this fascination with being busy. Because you know what? I mean, even if you watched Seinfeld back in the day, you remember that when you look busy and you look, you know, stressed out, people just, you know, let you go. They let you do whatever you want to do. And if you look all through society and you look through everything that we do, people are like, oh man, they're so busy. And it's almost like it's an award. It's like we hand out a Medal of Honor. Ashley's so busy. And they put a little Medal of Honor on me, and I get like these cool little ribbons and stuff like they do in the military. And I think we feel that way. It's like the same idea as you go to work really, really sick and you have no business coming up to work because you're going to give everybody the freaking flu. But you come up to work anyway. And why do you do that? Because of the badge of honor. Look at me. I'm on my deathbed, but I'm still coming up to work because I'm a dedicated employee and I will not miss out on this. Well, you know what? Everybody's hating on you right now because you know what? Everybody's scared that they're going to come home with the flu, contaminate everybody in their household, and then everybody's out. And I understand, again, this is a misnomer. It's the same as the busy misnomer. We all feel that if we go that step beyond and if we like push it and we literally are burning the candle from both ends, that that's okay. That's what we're wanting. But it's not. And I think a lot of that is our own ego proving things. And a lot of it is us having to prove the fact that we're busy or prove the fact that we're sick, but we're still going to push on. And you know, when I make comments like this and I make jokes about this, the reason why I can make jokes about this is because I've done this. I've been the person that shows up to work going, Oh God. But I've also been the person that shows up to work like that. And somebody goes, man, are you serious? I don't want to get the flu. And I've also been that person where everybody's like, you're so busy. And I'll step back and I'll be like, man, what am I doing? And I look at it from a different perspective and I start realizing, and this is where I found out the concept of the time suckers. I started realizing these specific time suckers that I was actually participating in life and what it was doing to my schedule. And, you know, I think it's interesting that we don't really necessarily see these things because they're kind of small things that add up. So these time suckers are kind of like if every time you went to the grocery store or to the store and they cheated you, they shorted you like $3 each time. I mean, maybe the first time you're not going to catch it. Maybe the second time you're not going to catch it. But if every single time you go out to go get something to eat or something, they shortchange you $3, that's adding up. Okay, if they do it every day of the month, that's $90 a month. This starts adding up. And so what I'm saying is that if you're spending 30 minutes a day or an hour a day, let's just say you're spending 2 hours a day because most of us are spending 5 hours a day on time suckers. Let's just say that you're a good kid and you're spending 2 hours a day on time sucking activities like social media, TV, video games, the Xbox, watching Hulu, watching cable, watching DirecTV. What about your Apple TV? What about playing on your smartphone? If you are doing 2 to 3 hours of time-sucking activities per day, do you know how much that is per month that you are just sucking right out of your life? Well, I'm glad you asked. When we return, I'm going to be talking about what time that is and what you can begin to do right now to put a stop to those time-suckers and to not be so busy. Perspectives, Live Your True Life. We'll be back here in, well, two shakes.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. We've been talking tonight about our global fascination with being too busy. And we've been talking about the things that we allot our time to, but better yet, I've been focusing on the time suckers, the empty calories in our schedule. And now I want to begin to talk about how we can get it back. But before I discuss the three things you can begin doing tonight to have more time in your schedule, to be less busy, to feel as though you have better grasp on your time, is right before the break, I was talking about these time-sucking activities. And one of the activities I was talking about was what? Taking Facebook quizzes, playing games on the phone, video games, stalking other people on social media, looking at their lives and how amazing their life is and putting yourself down in the process, watching a lot of TV. And some of you are like, I don't watch TV. Well, you might watch Hulu or DirecTV or cable or Apple TV or Jetstream Box. I don't know. Maybe you do. And what I found out, though, is that these time-sucking activities that we have are very interesting, because let's say you do 1 hour a day of a time-sucking activity. 1 hour a day. 1 hour a day, you're over there taking Facebook quizzes. 1 hour a day, you're over there on Instagram. 1 hour a day, whatever. You're watching YouTube videos on the cutest dogs, which there's nothing wrong with that. But again, is that what you really want to be doing with your time? 1 hour a day per month is 30 hours, roughly. You have some months that are 28 and some that are 31. So let's just say it's 30 hours, okay? What about 2 hours a day? 60 hours a month. But most of us are a little more than that. What about 3 hours? 90 hours a month of empty calorie, time-sucking activities. What about 4 hours? 120 hours a month. I mean, it's like, you know, when you die and you go to heaven and all, and they go, oh my God. And they go, but you spent 120 hours a month taking Facebook quizzes and stalking people on social media. What do you have to say for yourself? And you go, you know what? I don't know. Just kidding. Seriously, though. I mean, even if it's 5 hours a day, that's 150 hours a month. You see how it goes? 6 hours, it's 180 hours. You can go to school and get something. 180 hours? I mean, that's like a normal degree. Think about it. We waste all this time. We allow this time to just get sucked out of our life. And in the process, we're over here being too busy. And I understand that a lot of us have to work a lot. I have to, too, and I get it. I understand that. And I practice what I preach. And the family, I get that too, and that's important. And the sleep and the health. And so really, when you look at it, I got about 4 hours extra. And what I do with that 4 hours is very important. And so I'm going to tell you exactly what I've been doing, how I've been working out things, how I have been getting my time to gel, but better yet, how I've been really putting those 4 hours into the best use possible I can that I know of right now. The first thing that I've been doing, that's really been helping me is I have a book. It's a calendar book, and I keep all my appointments in it, all my meetings. Even when I don't have an official meeting, I write down on that calendar exactly what I'm doing or what I did every hour on the hour. I've also found that you might want to get a secondary calendar where you write the other stuff that's not about your appointments and your meeting and your board meetings and that kind of sort of thing. Because what happens is you are able to look back at that and see exactly what you did that day. And I mean, write down reality of what you worked on. And as we keep that calendar and as we keep that timing, we're able to really see what we can actually work on, what we can change, what we can modify, and how we can prevent ourselves from being too busy to live. The second thing that you can do is to begin to catch yourself. Not falling into the trap of being too busy and just creating busy work for yourself or doing things that don't have any sort of payback. And what I mean by that is there's a lot of empty calories. There's a lot of empty calories in our calendar. And those empty calories are the things that don't give back anything. They don't give back anything. You can't get that time back. You can't get it back. And sadly enough, you're stuck going, man, if I could just get those hours back of my day. And I know we've all agreed to go to certain events or to do certain things. And what I ask you to do at this point is to catch yourself before you agree going to every single thing under the sun. Think about how much time you have. And on the flip side, begin to think about what really matters in your life. Does attending this event, does this matter to you? Is this something that you really, really, really want to do? But better yet, does it add to your quality of life? If it doesn't add to your quality of life, then I ask you to not fall into the trap. The last thing you want to do is to look back at your life and say, man, I did all these things for other people, and I didn't get to do what I wanted to do. And nobody's going to give you a Medal of Honor for that either. Nobody's going to give you a Medal of Honor for being too busy. Nobody's going to give you a Medal of Honor for being sick and coming to work. And nobody's going to give you a Medal of Honor for not doing what you wanted to do and for sacrificing yourself on a day-to-day basis and just going to events because you were invited and you felt like you had to. And sure, I've been on that side of the fence where I feel bad about not being able to attend something. But it's interesting because I think within your heart and within your body, you know the things that you need to attend and you know the things that you don't need to attend. And I think it's interesting because I believe that there's a lot of things that we're invited to and things that we agree upon that you got to step back and just analyze. Is this even worth you attending? And are you going to be happy about going? Because you know what? You can't get that time back. You just can't. And I understand some of you listening say, well, I got kids and my kids have recitals and they have dance recitals or they have violin recitals or piano recitals and I have to go. Well, you know what? You had kids. You had children, okay? So you got the children thing. And in the children thing, there's like all these great things that come from having children, but there's also this responsibility. But I'll be honest with you. I don't necessarily want to go see your kids' recital. I mean, maybe if it's a private, you know, sonata or a private one song at your house, I'm totally cool with. But it's not something I'm wanting to do. And the reason for that is it's not my children. But on top of that, it's your responsibility. And I understand you can sit there and say, oh my gosh, I can't believe this. But, you know, you had the kids. And so we have to sit there and realize family comes first and work. And we have to follow suit with those things. Everything else basically is a choice. And I say that you got to choose wisely. Choose wisely in everything that you choose doing because you can't get the time back. Last but not least, the most important piece of advice that I can give you tonight, and something that has worked very well in my life. And it was years ago, and I decided to do it. I don't know about y'all, but there was a game that came out on smartphones called Words with Friends. And Words with Friends was a big-time game at one point in time where everybody was like, oh, you want to play Words with Friends? You want to play Words with Friends? And people see, you know, they send, you know, you a little thing that says, you know, you want to play Words with Friends with me? And you would, you know, you would agree to it, and y'all would play, and you could actually personally message each other, and you could play from your smartphone and their smartphone at any time. And at first, it was kind of fun because people were playing at the same time, but eventually, it'd be like, you play one word, and then 2 days later, somebody else would play another word, and it's like, oh, come on, I don't want to do this anymore. Well, one day, I was like, you know what? I probably played Words with Friends for a few hours already, and I just don't want to do this anymore. And that day, I took Words with Friends, and I took it off my phone. And I remember a couple of days later, a friend of mine told me about another game that you can put on your phone. I said, I'm not going to do it. I'm just not going to put it on my phone. And he goes, why? And I go, because if I put it on my phone, I'm going to play it. And I just don't have time to be playing games in my life. And I just don't have time to play games. And yeah, that's a double entendre. I get it. I'm saying lots of different things right now as I speak these words. I don't have time to play games, and neither do you. It's time to not put the games on the phone, not add the games into your life, and realize when the games are causing you to be too busy to live. It's time to take your life back, to do exactly what you want to do, to love your life, to be happy about it, and to participate in the things that you can do now while you're here. It's your time, and time is of the essence. Check out AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBurgess.com. Check me out on Twitter. Tweet me, at Ashley Burgess. On Facebook, Perspectives with Ashley Burgess, the Ashley Burgess Network, on Spreaker, on iTunes, Live Your True Life Perspectives, hashtag LYTL. I want to hear from you. Stay tuned. I got a great show for you next, and Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time, and well, you know it. Three shakes.